In today's episode, we'll walk you through how to get everything ready to go for setting up AI repricing on your BQL repricer. Learn more about your new repricing software as we walk you through each step, starting from best practices for setting your min and max prices, all the way to how to set your first AI rules. Join us as we walk through these basic settings to give you a leg up on the competition with your Amazon business. Check it out. Welcome to the next Amazon Top Seller Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Amazon news and learn the nitty-gritty of selling on Amazon through BQL's years of experience in the Amazon world. I'm Nick, and I'm the host of this podcast brought to you by the fantastic Amazon experts at BQL. Let's start our journey to become the next Amazon Top Seller. Setting up your first AI repricing rule is a breeze, largely thanks to BQL's intuitive AI repricer. But behind every successful repricing strategy, there are carefully calculated costs that dictate the price floor and ceiling for every product sold on Amazon. By carefully setting up your minimum and maximum prices, you will be able to control your prices efficiently and compete against other offers effectively. Taking this key initial step allows you to confidently scale your business with flexible pricing strategies while avoiding common pricing pitfalls like Amazon potential high pricing errors. In this quick guide, you will learn how to decide your min and max price and choose the appropriate AI repricing strategy to keep prices competitive with ease so that you can start making profit from the sales you make with your BQL AI repricer. Min and max tips. What is an appropriate floor and ceiling price? Let's say you want to resell a laptop that costs $500. Unless you got this item at a very heavy discount, it would not make sense to set the maximum price at $1,500 because that would be too expensive. Instead, your prices should reflect what the laptop is worth on the market. Setting up floor and ceiling price is an art, as price strategy can make or break the effectiveness of your repricer. This is why we advocate paying extra close attention to min and max price setup when building your repricing strategy. It is essential to set reasonable values that are neither too high nor too low for your floor and ceiling price to maximize the effectiveness of the repricer. BQL suggests that sellers who aren't familiar with setting up their min and max price should initially use the 10 to 13% rule. As a rule of thumb, min price should be at least 10% above the cost of the product, and your max should be around 30% above the cost of the product. Adhering to such a measure could ensure a smooth min and max setup without triggering the potential low or high pricing error. Here are two product examples with a cost exceeding $100. Our first product is a Mishimoto Performance Aluminum Radiator. We can find it at cost for $620. Based on the 10-30% rule, we might choose to set our min at $715, which is cost plus 15%, and max at $775, which is cost plus 25%. Our next product is a White Line Front Radius Strut Rod to Chassis Bushing. These products cost $100, and we can set our min at $119, cost plus 19%, and max at $125, cost plus 25%. If you happen to sell low-cost products with high profit margins, you can transition away from the 10 to 30% rules and increase your min and max price to up to even 50 to 80% if the prices can reflect the market demand. Usually, this strategy applies to products that are low-priced because the lower the cost, the higher the increase by percentage for min and max would be. Next is a product example that cost under $100. This product is Kodak Gold 200 color negative film with 36 exposures. Often sold in multi-packs, a single roll cost around $9.50. But due to market demand, we can suggest setting your min at $15, which is cost plus 57%, and max at $17, which is cost plus almost 80%. When setting your min and max, it is always important to also double-check Keepa to make sure your prices are within reason. We suggest taking a look at the average buy box for the last 90 days and making sure that your prices are set according to that. If you set your min price too high and the average buy box is lower than your min, you will really struggle to win the buy box and your sales will suffer. So, what are the risks of setting a very high max price? It is crucial to avoid setting an excessively high maximum price. This tempting method not only affects your repricing strategy, but also puts your Amazon seller account at risk. Amazon may even delist your items if you have set up an unrealistically high maximum price. We can't stress enough the importance for anyone to understand the value of the items they are selling. This is why, if you are unsure about how to determine your minimum and maximum price, we recommend calculating them to between 10 and 30% of your cost. Alert! We strongly advise against repricing at your maximum price if your max price is abnormally high, like cost plus 200%. Avoid potential high pricing errors for your own peace of mind. How to set up an AI repricing strategy with profit in mind. We recommend the AI Equalizer Win Buy Box rule for new users of Bequel AI Repricer to reprice their listings. The AI Equalizer provides an optimal balance between sales volume and profit margins. Rather than an overly aggressive rule set, it offers flexibility to scale pricing as needed. How do you configure AI repricing strategies that considers your costs? When you are setting up AI repricing rules, you need to pay close attention to three things. Number one, when you are the only seller. Even if you are the only seller on a listing, you can take this opportunity to maximize your profit. We recommend you choose to customize your price and choose your min price, then input a percentage rather than a dollar amount. This will allow your price to scale up or down with the market. You will also avoid getting potential high pricing error if you reprice to your max price that is deemed too high by Amazon. Number two, when the buy box is suppressed. This is a very crucial step, since you are still selling your product even if the buy box has been suppressed. If you are an FBA seller, you need to aim to compete against FBA offers, because in the absence of the buy box, shoppers are willing to pay extra to buy from FBA sellers who are eligible for Prime shipping. When you want to configure this step, we recommend you choose lowest price if you are an FBA seller. The repricer will only reprice against the lowest FBA offer. And number three, when your product is backordered. When you configure your repricing rule with AI, you need to look at this setting too. This is the type of situation where you might want to increase your prices when your products are out of stock. For example, we suggest you input a value such as max price minus 10%. The way you will set up this part will depend on your inventory lead time. In the case you have planned very well and replenished your inventory on time, then you should be able to remain competitive by going against the buy box price. When you want to reprice your listings on Amazon and use a repricer, you need to set reasonable minimums and maximums that reflect your product's value to ensure long-term profitability and account health. Once you have successfully set this step, you can quickly implement Bequel's AI rules for balanced strategies and adjust pricing bands strategically to maintain a competitive edge. We hope you found today's episode insightful and gave you some basic knowledge on how to properly set your min and max prices to get started using AI repricing with Bequel. For the full article this podcast is based on, including screenshots of the exact settings we used, as well as other articles giving you even more insight, please don't forget to head over to the Bequel blog and check out other relevant articles that can give you even more tips and tricks for your Amazon store. Also, don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes where we continue to provide you with the latest tips and trends in the ever-evolving world of Amazon selling. We're Bequel. We keep innovating to help you stay cool with your Amazon business. Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected with our weekly new episodes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or any other streaming platform you prefer. Let's continue our journey to become the next Amazon top seller.